The film we went to see tonight, very recently out, brand new, X-Men 5 First Class. Now this is part of the Origins series. The first one of those we had was Wolverine. We found out how he came to be. And now this was charting the past of the X-Men, including a whole host of colourful cartoon comic book characters. I'm here as always with my wonderful mother. How do you do?
All right, hello everybody.
This film, as I said, charts the start of the X-Men, the Marvel mythology that's been going for decades and decades. Set in the 60s, who are the main characters in the film?
Ooh, well, there's a few, isn't there? More than two in a way. Professor Xavier.
Professor X.
Professor X. Easier. Yeah.
That's James McAvoy.
Yep. The other one is where we're seen as a young boy having his powers exposed through anger. Not very nice things happening. And he was Magneto.
So this is a younger version, Michael Fassbender. You played him?
Name's Xavier. Charles Xavier. How do you do?
Cheers.
So much more to you than you know.
My son is banana!
Not just pain in anger. There's good in you too. And when you can harness all that, you'll possess a power no one can match. Not even me.
Tell us a little bit about the back.
Well, there's war, isn't there? It's all Russia against America and nuclear war. Cuba's there in the middle of it all, yeah. They're using it as usual, aren't they, the baddies? So you're getting all the secret agents, the CIA and the KGB trying to
get to grips with this new mutant phenomenon.
Yeah, and not liking it.
We're scared of things that are different. That's the whole ethos of the whole X-Men thing. It's about acceptance, I think, I suppose. Whether it's colour of your skin's blue or you can fly. What were the best bits in this film? What tickled your fancy?
There was such a lot going on. I was absolutely enthralled by it all from the beginning to the end. I was more or less on the edge of my seat because it just kept you on edge. It was well acted. Just everything about it was great. The scene where it is stopping missiles mid-air. Just absolutely fantastic stuff happening.
Raising submarines.
Absolutely, yeah.
Invading people's minds.
Yeah.
It was a proper start to the summer blockbuster season.
It really was. And training the youngsters who were mutants to be able to control their powers.
And accept themselves as well.
Exactly. Each other.
Which all teenagers have to go through, so it's things you can relate to as well in there. You'd mentioned the baddie, but you didn't say who he was. Now that, rather expertly played by Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, what an actor. Yeah.
Oh, what a baddie.
Ooh, baddie.
Proper baddie.
Yeah.
There was no mistaking who the bad guy was. There's no grey area here with him.
No. Leave them to me. I'll sort them out. Great, wasn't it?
You enjoyed those bits. Was there any bits you felt were poor? Anything you wanted to complain about?
No. No, not that I can think of. Did you?
Hey, don't matter what I think.
No. I mean, sometimes there is a lot of things which I don't like or whatever, but no, I think everything was great.
So it's sounding like a potential very good score. I mean, it's one of those films I left buzzing, you know.
Yes, it what's going to happen next now when avenues are opened?
For the next lot, I mean.
Yeah, absolutely great.
So sequels are high. Are you looking forward to the sequels already, Ben?
Yeah.
Like I say, it's looking like a good score. We score out of 10 on Movies with Mother. We're awaiting your score for X-Men First Class.
I'd say 9. I was blown away. Loved it. Recommend it. Go and see it.
This has been Movies with Mother. 9 out of 10. Exceptional was X-Men.
Exactly.
We'll see you next time for another edition of Movies with Mother. Say bye now, man.
Bye, everybody.
Listen to me very carefully, my friend. Killing will not bring you peace. Peace was never an option.